Okay, I would like to open the meeting at 5:23 today, January 10th. If we can please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, adoption of the agenda.
I'll motion to adopt the agenda
for the meeting of Tuesday, January 10th, 2023, for the reorganization of the school board.
Okay, I second the motion.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item two, call to the public.
There's nobody here.
Nobody. Okay. Item three, reorganization of the school board for the 2023 calendar year. Item A, election of officers.
I'd like to nominate Brisa Romero for president.
And I would like to nominate Mr. Olmos. I can't do president. I need to get out of this one.
Oh, come on. You're just getting your feet wet.
No, it's, I have one too many things on my plate, and I don't think I'm doing, I don't think I am focused enough in the, how am I, okay. So I don't think I'm focused enough how the way I should be more involved in the school. So I really can't take it, and I would like to nominate Mr. Olmos again.
Well, Mr. Olmos has a new job, and so I want to know what Mr. Olmos thinks about this.
What do you think about it, Mr. Olmos?
I'm good either way. I'm good either way.
With this, I know that sometimes it with your job and everything, but I know you do participate in the videos or on over the phone and the meetings and stuff like that. Yeah. Do you think you'll be okay doing it?
I think that with my job, as long as we can, you know, I will always have my schedule with me. My schedule is put out a year in advance, so I can, you know, bring my schedule into the meetings, and if you guys are willing to work with me as far as, you know, what days the meetings are in comparison with my days off, then that would be great. If not, I can always, try to take the day off, for a meeting. And if I'm not able, if I'm not able to be here presently, then I can do it over the phone.
Well, Mr. Olmos, with all of those considerations in mind, Brisa, would you really reconsider? Because he has a new job, and there are quite a few limitations there. So would you consider maybe doing it for 6 months and then let us revisit this?
No, Don, I really don't. I can't. I need to step down or get out, either. That's my next one, because if I don't step down, I'm not going to be able to do the school board anymore.
Okay, so it's the line in the sand. You're not going to bend. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yes. Right now, I can't.
Okay, well, then you already made the motion for Olmos?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to, how do you say?
offer Mr. Olmos the presidency?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to offer Mr. Olmos the school board presidency.
I think that also in this motion that we're going to do, we need to also have a clerk.
Because, well, we have to
fit
this vote first.
We have to
do it. So it's got to, because the
one at a time.
The agenda.
Two,
the agenda is it says 3A. There's no B, and there's the 3A. It says.
But it says. Once president's elected, then you handle the election of the clerk.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're really, so let's just say that we're working on two seats, the clerk and the president. So let's go ahead and do the vote for president, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I already nominated Brisa, then I'm nominating, you nominated Olmos?
Yes.
That how it works?
I nominate Mr. Olmos.
Then I'll second Olmos.
Okay. Please nominate.
I just need a vote.
And I, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. Aye.
Three ayes.
Okay, so there's, okay. Are you voting for yourself?
Well, I mean, that's all I can do.
Okay, that is usually typically done. Okay, so there's three ayes there. And so then we still have a vacancy, and I know it's not on the agenda, but it is a technicality that we need to add on, that we still have another seat as far as clerk.
It is on the agenda. It says once the president is elected, the they will handle the election of the clerk.
Oh, okay.
It is.
All right.
It is on the last sentences. Yeah.
Okay. So, Brisa, would you consider clerk?
No.
Oh, she, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to nominate you as a clerk.
Okay, I'll do clerk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll second that motion.
Aye.
Aye.
And I'm abstaining.
Okay.
Nominee clerk.
So this motion still carries.
Yeah.
You have a call.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's it.
Okay. Then the next thing we have is adjournment.
Okay. I'd like to move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye. And then the time is 5:29.
5:30.
Oh, 5:30. Okay, 5:30.
Okay, 5:30.
And did you note the recommendation for the next meeting? Would be next Tuesday, the 17th.
Next Tuesday, right?
Uh-huh. Is that all right,
okay,
everybody?
Tuesday, the 17th.
Uh-huh. All right.
Let me take a look real quick. Give me 1 second. Tuesday the 17th. January 17th, correct?
Yes.
January 17th.
Yeah, we're still working on January. Okay. Get through that.
Can it be the 18th? Wednesday. Or 19th, Thursday.
No. It has to be done by when, this one?
The one we just did tonight has to be done before this Sunday, the 15th.
Before the 15th. Mm-hmm. Because Mr. Macklin had said something about the 12th, Thursday, if we can do the meeting on Thursday.
So you're talking about in a few days.
I have an eye appointment on Thursday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we do this? Why don't we, in light of his illness, why don't we let Donna communicate with him and then get back to us as to if Thursday is adequate and if he's going to be well enough to do it or if he needs to go telephonically. And just float it until, but we know we have to do it by the 15th. So
No, the one we did will have to be done by the 15th, which is the presidency one.
The one for today. Right.
That's and then the other one, it can be after the 15th, that's okay. The mm-hmm. other one can be pretty much at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but we have to have a meeting on by the 15th for this one item, the other item, right?
Right.
And okay, that's what we're having it today, because today's the 10th.
Yeah.
So why don't we go ahead and schedule that for next week, and can you do it telephonically next Tuesday?
You can't do it next Tuesday?
No, that's not
Tuesday or Thursday?
This week.
Tuesday?
The 17th.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we have to do it this week then, because I think isn't today the 11th?
No. The meeting that we just had today to pick the president is the one that has to be done by the 15th. The one that we're trying to get open or do can be at any time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one for our regular board meeting can be at any time. The only thing is that I could probably do Tuesday, but the rest of the week I'm booked.
You can't do
the 18th to 19th?
No.
Then let's keep it on the 17th. And,
which is Tuesday.
And, I'll try to take the day off.
If we do it, if we can do it better on the 18th, if we can on the 18th.
That works for me.
Okay, that way I can probably start moving them. Because Monday, we're off on Monday, so mm-hmm. I forgot that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I can move them. Yeah, I can move them. for Monday. Okay.
I keep thinking that Wednesday's a regular day, but that's, we changed that to Tuesday to accommodate almost in the first place.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys want
to
do?
Let's go for try to do for the 18th.
Okay.
January 18th, and then we'll just ask Mr. Macklin if it'll be okay with him, and then if not, then if he wants to do it telephonically, if he's better, mm-hmm. we can do that. Because he didn't sound good, so.
We'll call it tentative, but we're going to aim for that.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you.
Sounds good, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I apologize for the miscommunication.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.